And I would like to welcome my next guest to the programme. And thank God she's in studio is all I can say before I have 10 million heart attacks. The lovely Lucy from Boogie Bounce Extreme. Woo!
Hello, how are you?
Lucy, good morning and welcome to Lifeline.
Thank you.
And you're some woman.
Am I?
Yes, you are. Oh my God. Lucy, we were just talking a little bit there before the break, but yesterday I was stalking you, for want of a better word, on Facebook, and I was looking at some of the videos you put up. So your Bounce Extreme is something I've never seen before. It's absolutely brilliant. Do you know what? How long are you doing it for, first of all? We'll just give the listeners a little bit of a history about you.
Yeah. Well, I started teaching the classes in the end of July this year. So this time last year, I wasn't a fitness instructor at all.
Well.
So I went and trained and did a full training here to be an aerobics instructor, and then I went to the UK and did training for Boogie Bounce as well.
Good girl.
Yeah.
Well,
so it's been a whirlwind of a year, but yeah, loads of fun.
But I mean, you put your mind to it and look at you now, and I mean, yeah. Oh my God. I mean, I don't want to be taking the limelight here, so I would rather that you... I'll tell the listeners. So I'm looking yesterday on Lucy's Facebook page, and I'm looking at these women, and they look like ravers on trampolines, and I'm like, what the hell? And after looking at it for a few minutes, I'm like, now anyone looking on webcam can see this, and I'm like, I want to do that. And my son said to me, your profile picture, you're like that, and you can just, your legs are in the air, so it's as like as if she's holding onto the handles of a shovel and her legs are in the air. You can't see the trampoline in the picture. And my son said, Mom, what the hell is that she's holding on to? It was only then when we went further into the page that we seen. And I was just saying to myself, wow, way. I'd say that it's a really quick way and healthy way to get fit.
Yeah, it's really exciting. Like, it's like a disco fitness class is the way I'd look at it. So there's disco lights, like we turn off the lights, the main lights, and unless it's a daytime, obviously, then there's a bit more light coming in, but in the nighttime, so you turn it off the lights and turn on the disco lights, and obviously everyone's eyes adjust after a couple of minutes. And you can still see what we're doing, but it feels like you're in a club having the crack, you know what I mean? That's the main thing. And everyone says the time flies. It's 50 minutes, but it doesn't feel like it at all.
Yeah.
You know, it's 35 minutes cardio, and then we do body conditioning at the end. So the cardio part is kind of like a dance class. So you're learning kind of like these moves, and you just follow the instructor. And then every 8 weeks we change the routine just to make it a bit more fresh so it doesn't get boring for people and the music changes and everything.
It's so
much fun. I absolutely love teaching it. Like, I couldn't think of a better thing to do for a job, to be honest.
Yeah, it sounds really cool. I love the idea of it in the dark. And so you say you do so much cardio and stuff, so do you start off slowly? You'd have to do a warm-up kind of a thing.
I mean, the first song, it goes straight into it, but the first song is slower than the rest.
So
it would be a bit more simple, the first song, so people get their bearings on the trampoline. So everyone has their own mini trampoline, and they have a T-bar handle to hold on to. So it's suitable for all fitness levels. I mean, half the time I have my hands up doing different things, but people can hold on to the T-bar if they want to. Like, some people don't feel comfortable. It might take them a full class till they kind of want to let go, because, you know, you have to trust the trampoline. But, it's suitable for all ages and fitness levels. Shapes and sizes, it's for everybody, really.
Because I seen a girl and she looked about 14. Doing it. So,
You can have young, like, I mean, I've had in my class, in my adult fitness classes, I've had 12 and 14 year olds.
Yeah.
I would kind of say it's a bit more, I don't know, suited to an over 16. How fast paced the class can be. You wouldn't want a child coming in and then not feeling like they're achieving something.
Yeah.
Even though I'm completely fine with people bringing their kids. Like, there's people contacting me saying they want to bring a 7 or 8 year old along, and that's completely fine. Once the kid knows they don't need to try and keep up the whole routine, you know, that kind of way. But I did actually, speaking of kids, I just did my first birthday party. So we had 15 10-year-olds in. So we did a Boogie Bounce kids birthday party and did a kids routine, and then we did like musical statues on the trampoline. So they were like bouncing, and if the music stopped and they were in the air, then yeah. they were out and they absolutely loved it. The little girl was like, I'm coming back for my birthday next year.
Oh, that sounds really cool. But oh, they so do, like, I mean, why shouldn't you? Because they do a bounce party somewhere in Santry, if I'm
yeah,
not mistaken.
Jump Zone.
Yeah.
I think they do them there, yeah. So it's a similar thing, kind of. In Jump Zone, they actually do fitness classes as well, but they wouldn't be, they're not the same.
Yeah.
Like, they don't have the party atmosphere. It's still on the trampoline and everything, but Boogie Bounce is definitely a bit more fun.
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking about trampolines, and I'd be kind of thinking to myself, oh, the effort, the energy. Like, I got rid of one out of my own back garden there a few years ago. It was a ginormous one. But your ones are little small ones, and yeah. they look so cool. And because you're holding on to them,
yeah, exactly.
you're kind of more in control of the situation. What would be the oldest person, we'd say, that you could have there?
Well, I would say any upper age. It depends on the person, like, really. I don't think giving an age is the right thing to do, do you know, the kind of way?
Yeah,
because anyone,
yeah.
people can be different fitness levels at different ages. But I think in my class, I've had 65, 66-year-olds would probably have been the oldest that was in
yeah.
my class. But in the UK, people have... I know there's one girl who, she in the same class, she has like a 7 and a 70-year-old. And they both come all the time because one of them's coming with their mum. And then the other guy comes with someone else. But they're both in the same class all the time. So it's kind of like, you can take it at your own pace. That's the main thing with it. And that's what people like about it. Even if you're just bouncing, like, it's really good for you. Do you know
yeah,
what I mean? Even
yeah.
if you're not fully doing the routine.
Yeah, isn't that really cool, Sean?
Absolutely.
Would you be into doing that, would you, Sean?
Keep fit. I have to, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
everybody,
yeah.
Look, proper exercise, everybody should have, regardless that you might be in real good health. Mm-hmm. Everyone should have it, but more particularly guys like me, you know. No, but I mean, I'm a diabetic and
okay.
that, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
So that's where I'm coming from on
yeah,
that
yeah.
one. And that. And and dancing is a wonderful thing. So I'm thinking of taking it up again, because... you know the way the doctor says, look, you got to walk every day and all that. Sometimes the routines that
yeah.
you get...
Are you fed up with it?
No. Whereas you can have the exercise doing something you enjoy. And you know, and I'd very much love to be boogie-woogie with Les there and everybody, you know, so, and keeping fit at the same time. Now, I'm talking too much, I know that.
No, you're not, Sean.
I'll go back to this lovely young lady.
No, but Sean, you're right too, because it's exercises for people, in elderly people, I won't say it's elderly people, people
yeah.
in their over 50s would say.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It does get monotonous and boring, mm. and especially if they've nobody to go with, because I know a lot of the times my mates would be saying, and come for a walk, and I'm going, oh no, I think I'll just have a little snooze here instead. You know,
yeah.
where something like that is, it's your encouraged, and you know that your endorphins are going to be high up by the end
Absolutely.
Of it, gives you more energy,
yeah.
especially at this time of the year too.
Yeah,
I think this time of the year, everyone seems to be like, oh, I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you find?
I know, I think since the clocks went back as well, it just seems so,
yeah.
you know what I mean? The nights are yeah. just coming in so quickly.
Yeah.
But for me, it's better because it's darker for the glasses. So I love it.
Yeah, yeah.
When the clocks went back, I was like, yay, the glasses are darker. It makes the disco lights look more fun. But
would I be right in thinking that the young children that you would be dealing with would on a trampoline, they'd be considering that fun?
Oh, yeah.
You know, we wouldn't
yeah,
we
yeah.
all, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. Well, that's the thing. The way that they, like, the kind of catchphrase is, you're born to bounce. So... when you're a baby, no, if you think of it, a baby, and like they're upset, like they're crying, you bounce them, and then that's when they, you know, they get happy again.
Yeah.
And then you're a kid and you go on trampolines and bouncy castles and you have so much fun. And
yeah.
then you're an adult and you don't bounce anymore, like on the trampolines,
yeah.
like, you know, so you're like, well, realistically, this is like bringing yourself back to your childhood.
Sure.
Like every, I mean, the adults, it's not only the children, the adults have great crack. They all, like some people I look over and they're just laughing. The two friends might be coming together and they're just laughing, you know,
yeah.
and... I try and encourage people to smile the whole way through, because if you're smiling, you do have more fun. Even if you're trying to start, you force the smile,
yeah.
and then you actually do have more fun.
Yeah, yeah.
But
you're tricking the brain.
Yeah, exactly. But it's brilliant. Like, I mean, most people, like, people afterwards will say to me, like, you know, after some exercise, they might be like, just like, oh, okay, I can't wait to get home, sit in the sofa and like watch a bit of TV. Where people are like really invigorated afterwards and they want to go, and some people are like, I'm going to go home and clean the house now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You get that real energy.
That's fantastic though, when you
yeah.
do get that. What gave you the incentive to do this? How did you get this idea? It's a great idea.
Yeah, well, it's a UK company, and I actually used to go to Boogie Bounce class. It was in Donnybrook.
Right.
right. few years ago.
So you had to go up Southside.
Yeah, I'm actually from Southside.
Oh, yeah. She didn't tell us she was a Southsider.
She got come in the handbag. I'm a Northsider.
I've moved over here this year.
That's, well, we let, so her, we okay. let you off. She's
slumming it on the Northside.
And you'll do Southside, yeah. you're not shable.
Sorry about that.
But the moment she was coming in with a prommy posh accent. Are you?
Well, it's lovely to meet you, Lucy. So nice of you to drop in our way. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome.
I'll buy her a pint of lager.
it was like a hiney.
I'd love one. It's a bit early, isn't it?
Okay. So, yeah.
So anyway, I used to do the classes, and the girl who was teaching them actually moved to Canada for a few years. So she's actually coming back soon as well. So she's opening another one on the south side.
Okay.
And then I'm looking at another place, which hopefully will be open again in January as well.
Right.
So there'll be plenty more Boogie Bounces opening all over the place.
Right.
But I just, when I did that class, it was the only time I ever actually stuck to something. I used to join gyms and go twice a week for 3 weeks and then not go for the rest of the year.
Oh,
and I,
yeah.
you know, I'd never stuck to anything. And this was the first time where I actually started going 2 to 3 times a week, and I would be annoyed at myself if I couldn't go.
Yes.
You know, if something was on, I'd be like, I'd rather be going to Boogie Bounce than going to somebody's dinner or something. You know, I loved it so much. And then when she was gone, I just kept talking about it. I didn't realise I was doing so. And my boyfriend was like to me, why don't you do it? I was like, I can't do it. What are you talking about? I'm not a fitness instructor. And then he's like, just look into it. Maybe you can.
Yeah.
And yeah, it all seemed achievable. And so I just put my mind to it and decided this is for me. And hopefully it will be a big success. I mean, it's only starting. So
yeah.
I'm just hoping, I want to have them all over the place, like, you know, all over Ireland. There is actually one in Cork as well.
Wow.
At the moment, yeah.
Well, I tell you, it's something that I would look into as well, and something that would encourage me. Now, I love my walk, and I was only saying to my friend yesterday, I've had a bit of a flu for the last 3 weeks, the pain. I think loads of people have it. And
there's too much of our own cooker, but that's another story.
Yeah. But like that, just not getting out in to do your walk, not getting to do things, not getting to do a bit of exercise. Sometimes after that happens for a couple of weeks, it can be disheartening to you.
Yeah.
You know? Know what I mean? And like that, I would get the endorphins flying after me walk, and I'd go home and clean my house.
Yeah.
And you miss that bit of, you know, oomph in you, kind of, because the more energy you use, the more you create, really,
yeah,
don't
definitely.
You?
Yeah.
Anyway, back to our lovely guest, Lucy from Boogie Bounce Extreme. Lucy, it's the Boogie Bounce thing. We were talking, I love the your ring that you have there, Born to Bounce, and it's great, it is, and it's a great way to lose weight. Would you give people advice on their diet?
Well, for me, the main thing that I actually changed, I used to be a lot more unhealthy, but I try and eat, like, you know, fresh food.
Yeah.
I don't really eat packaged kind of food. And it is tough when you're out and about trying to, you know, grab something or whatever. But yeah, vegetables, and I'm vegetarian, so I eat a lot of vegetables.
Oh, really?
And fruit and yeah, you know, but alternative stuff, like lots of brown rice and that kind of a thing. You know, I think you just need to plan ahead as well. And realistically, when you're, if you're trying to exercise as well, I say it to my clients, like, you can't really just come to Boogie Bounce twice a week and think I'm going to lose weight if you're going home and eating a pizza. Do you know that kind of way? You have to balance it. You have to be burning more calories than you're eating.
Yes,
you know, that kind of way.
And people might think that it's easy being a vegetarian. It's an actual fact, it's not easy being a vegetarian. A very good friend in Ear FM here, Laura Broxon, head of National Animal Rights, and just to say congratulations to her, she got married at the weekend. We've done a few interviews here, and she was telling me that it's a struggle sometimes being a vegetarian with your weight, because you kind of tend to eat like loads of chips and stuff.
Yeah, I used to be like that. I'd just eat like bowls of pasta and stuff like that.
Whereas pizzas now, and cheeses and all.
Yeah, especially if you go out or you're going to someone else's house, it's like they're making a meat dish and then they'll kind of just throw you on pizza, you know, that kind of way, or whatever, and it ends up being loads of carbs, where I try now to kind of base my meals more on a veg, whatever I'm making, like I'll make a stir fry and then have like a bit of rice or noodles, rather than it all being about the rice and noodles, you know, that kind of a way.
It's very hard, hard. And you know something, at this time of the year, I think we're in hibernation period to a certain extent, and people are like eat for comfort eating. I know personally I'm eating a lot more this last few weeks, and maybe, and you know
what, so am I actually.
It's the way that sneaky cold came out of nowhere,
yeah,
didn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Didn't it though? Are you eating more, Sean?
Yeah, you find it. Now, I'll eat soups and stews, but I'd be a big bowl of it. You know, I used to have a ferocious appetite. I'm trying to control the darn thing.
Yeah, soups are actually brilliant for this weather as well. Soups are great. I like, I'm a Target member on Slimming World as well.
Wow.
So I find Slimming World amazing for like promoting healthy foods and that kind of thing. But they've loads of great recipes for soups and things like that that you can just eat as much as you want and you don't put on any weight.
Butternut squash soup.
Yeah.
Yum, yum, yum. I'm actually making a stew today, Sean. I could have brought you. I'll bring you in a bowl on Thursday if you're around.
Hey, that's the best offer I've had in a long time.
But no,
it's the only offer I've had in a long time, but we won't go there.
Now, Lucy, getting back to the food thing, you know, because I know a couple of people that are guilty of this, and fair play to them, right, because they're not giving up, but I know some people that work out to eat whatever they want.
Yeah.
You know, and they would say, do not only have me Chinese at the weekend, a pizza at the week, a couple of takeaway nights at the weekend, and maybe a takeaway night during the week too. But then they'd say, yeah, but I work out 4 times a week, so that's what makes me I'm allowed to have that. What do you think about that for an attitude?
Well, I think it depends on the person. Like, I think realistically, even people, some people are like naturally slim and they can eat what they want and they don't exercise. It's still unhealthy. You still need to eat the right foods and, you know, continue with the exercise. And obviously everyone has to have a treat. I wouldn't say having 3 takeaways in a week. I would say that's going overboard, maybe once a week or something.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, some people do. It depends on everyone's metabolism is different as well. But I think more from a health point of view, you know, it depends on the takeaway. If you're having like, you know, a good healthy, like, I don't know, like a Thai curry or something in comparison to a chip, or, you know what I mean? It's different. Yeah. You're getting your vegetables in and stuff if you're having, you know, certain types of takeaway. So you'd probably have to pick and choose the takeaway as well.
Did you see the report there on the news a couple of weeks ago about Indian food and the amount, like, could have up to 2,000 calories in a meal? Now, I would well believe that. Me and my mum went for an Indian there a couple of months ago and we were nearly licking the plates.
So it's good.
Oh my God. Delish bombs.
It should be illegal. It's so good. I love Indian as well. Absolutely love it. Well, the thing with Boogie Bounce, you can burn.
My daughter loves Indian as well.
Yeah, it's so good.
Should be illegal.
It should be, but it's so good. Like, you could, I don't know. But Boogie Bounce, you're saying, you know, it's 2,000 calories in it. You can burn up to 800 calories in a class in Boogie Bounce, which is really good.
Oh, I have to write that down. 800
I normally,
calories.
I burn between 500 and 600 myself, but you can burn up to 800. So it depends on the person's weight and size and metabolism and everything,
800 calories.
That's a lot of calories.
Are you for real?
So it's amazing for weight loss and inch loss and, like, toning.
Yeah.
It has really good toning effects as well.
That's more than spinning.
Yeah, it would be. Because the trampoline is really low impact. So, like, it's got no impact on your joints. So it's completely different. You can push yourself further. Like, you know, if I go for a jog, I used to try and do 10Ks because my boyfriend does marathons. And I was like, well, you know, if you can do a marathon, I can do a 10K.
Yeah, like this.
Turns out it's not that easy. And it used to kill my knees, would be killing me.
Yeah.
Whereas this, like, I do teach 2 classes in a row this evening, for instance, and with a 10-minute break between the two. And then another class tomorrow morning and I'll still be fine. If I tried to do that my knees would be so sore. You know, that kind of thing.
You know something, that's a good alternative then. Maybe people who do a lot of running and a lot of jogging, maybe this is an alternative for them to have a break from it, to alternate their exercises, because I know that running and walking are addictive for some people and they have to do it.
Yeah.
And they find themselves claustrophobic in when they're confined. So, you know, isn't that a good idea for somebody to, you know,
try something new.
Yeah. One walk or one run a week and then do a Boogie Bounce.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd like, Mary, you should have brought the trampoline in. You said you're going to come back to us next week.
Yeah, I will. I can bring a trampoline next week.
Yeah, like, show much you think. Get that webcam waggling.
Great idea.
Now, I don't want to let her go.
Your program a bit of a bounce.
Come here till I tell you. Now, Lucy, we're coming up to Christmas, you know. 800 calories is like a lot.
Yes.
And then when you have to take into consideration that the amount of calories that you're allowed to have in a day.
Yeah.
So if you did do a Boogie Bounce class at 800 calories, you know, that would be, say, you could consider that to be nearly 2 days' treats. over kind the Christmas. Of, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. I think I keep saying to people, we may as well bounce off the calories now before we indulge at Christmas. You know, that kind of way.
Yeah,
if you
yeah.
continue the classes now, doing two classes a week, you're going to feel so much more like you can eat the food at Christmas and relax a bit and not yeah. have to worry and think, oh, you know, I wasted my December, you know, the full December. Whereas this way, you can kind of prolong your healthiness and keep bouncing until the 22nd of December is when my last class will be, and then bounce back into the new year with us after all of the food.
Yeah, and then another thing, like, is coming up to Christmas, we're all going out on Christmas parties. People are catching up on their Christmas nights out, and like, it's, I think December is all go anyway.
It is.
You know, and sometimes when you're carrying hangovers,
yes.
a little workout is what the doctor ordered, really, isn't
For
it?
For sure, definitely. And the thing is as well, to just try and keep the focus in December as well. I find like things just get away with you, like you say, like you might have three things on in a week where normally you don't have anything. That's where you're actually seeing people, and it's good to put some time like to dedicate to yourself mm-hmm. and like, you know, for your own health, you know. And if you are going out on nights out and meals and all that, you know, you'll just make yourself feel that much better if you've done some exercise. Not yeah. saying you have to do boogie bounce, but like, you know, as you say, go for a walk. Like, I love going for walks as well.
Yes.
But boogie bounce definitely gives you a sense of fun, and it's something that if people are looking to meet up with friends, you know, you could actually, people can come and meet up at a boogie bounce class, you know, and have the fun there, and then go for their drinks afterwards if they wanted to. Do you know that?
Well, you know what we were talking about there a while ago, where the classes are situated and in down in Kilbarry Shopping Centre, and I love that chipper.
Yeah.
That was the first thing I thought of when I seen the location. I was like, oh my god, that chipper is savage. They do lovely spice burglars in there. But that's an Irish thing, really, isn't it? Everyone loves the chipper.
Yeah.
Irish and English thing. But like that, yeah, I suppose the temptation coming out for a lot of people would be like,
yeah,
you know, but sure, look, that could be your treat.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, your metabolism is always going faster after you do a workout.
I know, I'm yet to have eaten there after the class. Sometimes I'm absolutely starving and I have to force myself into the car and drive home. But one day I'll treat myself to that chipper after class. Yeah,
oh,
for definite.
Stop. And there's a pizza place there too, isn't
I know.
There? Oh, for God's sake.
Sometimes the smell of all the food, you're like, ooh.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's great. Yeah, it's located in above Kilbarrack Shopping Centre, a unique physique gym.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
And Lucy, if people want to get in contact with you, how can they do so?
The best thing to do is go to my website, which is www.boogiebounce.ie. And then, yeah, I'm on Facebook as well. It's facebook.com/BBX Dublin.
BBX Dublin.
Yeah.
Is that not Lucy BBX Dublin?
Well, that's my personal one as well.
Sorry.
They can find me. No, it's fine. That's fine. They can add me as a friend as well on that. But there's a public page as well, which is just facebook.com/BBX Dublin.
Okay. Now, Lucy, when are the classes going to take place? Is it drop-in as well?
Well, the thing is, at the moment it's a little quieter because it's December, but it does get really full. So I always suggest people to try and push people to pre-book.
Yeah.
So you can book online at boogiebounce.ie. And otherwise, if there's spaces, it's fine. You can have drop-ins. That's not a problem. Like this month, I think it'll be fine. But when it comes to January, I'm assuming that we'll probably be booked out a week in advance, that kind of a thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's €10 per class, or six classes for €50.
Well, that's not too bad.
Yeah, it's grand. I mean, I think it's worth it when you come to the classes, you realise that, like, you know, it's a fun way of exercising, and, you know, you just need to sometimes invest in yourself.
You do need to invest in yourself. Like, at the end of the day, people are out there and they're buying these. We're not going to name any of these products, but there's people that are spending hundreds on these shakes and tablets and diets, and some of them work, some of them don't work. And you know what I mean? The best way to have a weight loss that's going to stay off is to work hard for it.
Exactly.
You know, and to appreciate what your body has done. But anyway, it's over Kilbarrack Shopping Centre. Actually, Tesco down there in Kilbarrack for anyway. And behind Fire Brigade Station, Kilbarrack, is the handiest way for people from around the vicinity to know.
And another, I think, very important, I think you'll agree with me, Lucy, on this one. For everybody, young, old or whatever, from 1 to 90, drink plenty of water.
Yeah, definitely.
Now,
definitely.
And by the way, I invested in a little thing on the side of my kitchen at home, and it's connected to the main supply, and there's a big filter on it. Mm-hmm. And I don't have to go out lugging bottles of water. You know what I mean?
Very
it's
good, an investment. Sean.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm drinking clear water that's
filtered.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I know, because being a diabetic myself, you have to watch yourself. And I haven't got her good self here now to say, do this.
You have to do it for yourself. Lucy, can people buy gift vouchers for Christmas?
Yes, they can do. There's available on my website on boogiebounce.ie as well. Or if anybody wants to give me a call, my phone number is on the website as well.
Okay.
So I can arrange to meet up. If people can't pay with card, I can accept cash as well. It's completely fine.
Brilliant. Yeah. Well, Lucy, do you know something? It was lovely for you to come in the flesh.
Yeah, thanks
today.
So much.
You're lovely, you are. And look, isn't she real healthy?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I'm into beautiful women, definitely, yeah. Big time. I was asked when I go bored watching, so sorry, it says, I'm not the feathered variety, I prefer the walkie-talkie type.
And you have a text in there from Ursula, good morning, and she wants to say hello to Lucy, and she said as well, she only just got caught up on the show there, and hello to you, Sean.
Oh, hello, thank you.
That's from Ursula.
Hello, Ursula. One of our most reliable
listeners,
consistent listeners.
Sean's number one fan. Anyway, okay, Lucy, it was lovely having you in, and you're nearly agreeing with us to come in next week.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
I can come back
going to have the trampoline.
I'll bring a trampoline in next time.
Anybody want to come in on next week's programme and experiment with the trampolines, you can give us a ring on 867 1190. You have
Brilliant.
To sign a consent form first, though. Okay.
You've got to be on the hop.
Bounce those calories away. Okay. I'll be giving out all Lucy's information before we go at 11 o'clock this morning. But many, many success to yourself, Lucy, in
Thank
the
you.
Future. And can't wait for next week to talk to you.
Brilliant. Thanks very much.